Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojic with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Ms. Deidre Hammond with the Waxahachie Care.
Hello, hello, Rosemary. Great to be here.
How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. It has been a wild ride. Super excited about this opportunity to meet with you and talk to the community about what all we do and what we have to offer and care services.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell our audience who you are. I know this. You're new to the position, 2 months.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your your background.
Okay. So I originally, of course, met you because of my background in workforce. So I'm traditionally with the government, and that's how I had the region here of Ellis County while I worked in North Central Texas. So I was able to partner with you, partner with the school district, and then when that position was dissolved, then I was able to easily transfer into this position of executive director because of all the connections and the partnerships that I already had established here throughout Ellis County. So it's been great. Everyone is like, oh, great. We still get to see you.
Just on the- we didn't lose you. Yes, you stayed close.
Yes. So been able to do that. And it has been wonderful learning all the things and all the ways that Care Services supports our community, all of Ellis County, not just Waxahachie, and all the partnerships that we have. United Way, Waxahachie ISD, the Waxahachie Chamber. Yes. I mean, everybody is so supportive. I love it.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about Waxahachie Care and the services that y'all offer to our county and our community, not just Waxahachie.
Okay. Well, we are a food distribution market. So you are able to come every month, get food distribution free, for free, register for free, no income restrictions now. We are governed by the North Texas Food Bank. Mm-hmm. So it is a national program. And we also do utility assistance. So literally that means anyone who needs utility assistance that have direct energy, TXU, which is our primary, and Reliant Energy, and any of their subsidiaries, right? Wow. Some of the co-ops and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We are able to assist those families, make sure that the air conditioning stays on, make sure that the heat stays on in the winter. So it is really something that's fantastic. And we provide so many wraparound services. The workforce, of course. My old alma mater.
Yes.
No, but they provide education and certification and things for our community. And all of these things are free of charge. So we have Sims Library that comes up on Wednesdays that pass out free books and make sure that literacy is important to our families. Waxahachie Water, we partner with the city. And as long as you live in the city of Waxahachie, we're able to assist you with your Waxahachie water bill. So there's so many wraparound services that are available to our community to keep them safe, make sure that they're is no food insecurity or barriers to keep them from sustaining their family and being successful.
So I know you said they have to register and it's free to register. How would somebody in their community, do they call? Do they go onto your website? How do they go about registering?
Well, what they can do is there is an online registration form that is free, and that is at www.waxahachiecare.org. www.waxahachiecare.org, and click on programs and you can apply for groceries, or right there on our front page at www.waxahachiecare.org, you can click on apply for groceries. Also on that same page is our heartbeat, which is our volunteers.
Yes.
We love having corporations, bring groups, the chamber.
Yes. I know, like, the Waxahachie cheerleaders have come in and volunteered at some point.
Adorable.
You know, those kind of groups. It's not just organizations.
Corporate.
Yes.
Right. It's not just churches.
Mm-hmm. How do they go about volunteering? Also registering online?
Same page. Or you can call up on our main line, which is 972-923-2273 and ask for Christina Avery. She is our coordinator, our volunteer coordinator, and right now she is looking to see, because every other Saturday we have groups come up. We have the Rotary Club. We have churches come up.
Yep.
We have the Junior Service League, that team comes up. And so certain Saturdays, we do have volunteers coming. If not, just like some of the high school kids, the cheerleaders,
yes,
they were amazing. Oh, my gosh. They brought 25 girls,
wow,
and their coach. They organized everything. It's like a Toyota Kaizen,
yes,
came through. It was amazing. They organized everything. They labeled everything properly. It was perfect. So we are working hard to make sure that we keep up that wonderful standard that those girls set. But if you call that number, or you can go online, again, mm-hmm, click on programs, volunteer, or on the front page, landing page, and click volunteer. We have large groups like Bombardier that come out,
no,
do team,
yeah,
builders. Tons of churches come out. Mercy Prep comes out. And both of my kids, actually, Rosemary, they attend Global,
yes,
High School, and you have to get volunteer hours when you
That's
attend
wonderful.
That's, it's so great for the kids to give back. And so we've partnered with those counselors where we make sure that when those kids need volunteer hours, we definitely want them to come to Care Services and be able to get those hours there,
correct,
giving,
yeah,
back to their own backyard, their own hometown.
Correct. So what hours are y'all open? How do, volunteer hours, just hours in general, how can people come and see you?
So we are open Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm, 9 a.m. Distribution is 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And so most volunteers come during those hours. However, on those Fridays or Saturdays that are set up through our volunteer coordinator, Christina, then those are going to be different hours, because some hours they are mowing the grass or they are working in our fresh garden. We have a lot of churches that come and help with that. Or they are doing sorting and organizing from the retailers that we partner with, Walmart, HEB, Target, Aldi. All of those retailers contribute to us. Chick-fil-A is huge.
That's
they
wonderful.
Donate throughout the week, which is fresh food is what we give out through our market to our community. So some people are coming and sorting those items that are during off hours. Some of the volunteers come during that time.
That's awesome. So I know we briefly touched on that you've only been here about 2 months.
Yes.
And we are, y'all are hosting, but at our office, a meet and greet.
Yes.
So people can come and meet you, come learn more about Waxahachie Care. And that will be August 27th.
7th, yes. From 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We'll have light refreshments. So please come and meet me. My board, new board members that have joined since I've joined, they will be there to meet and greet the community as well. Just thank you all for welcoming us with such open arms. Thank you for all the wonderful donations, monetary donations, supporting and sponsorships that you are giving. So we would love for you to come and see what are we doing in the future? What are some of the plans that we have set up for Waxahachie Care and for Ellis County that we are here to serve.
That's wonderful. And you don't have to be a chamber member to come to this event. You can just be a community member, whether you're a part of an organization, a church, anything and anyone can come and join us.
Yes.
That day, come and go, light refreshments, come meet the wonderful Deidre.
Yay.
We love her dearly.
Thank you,
Rosemary. I'm so glad that you are here with Waxahachie Care, and you're Waxahachie Care is making a huge impact within our community.
Thank you.
And within our county as well. And so how can people reach you if they've got questions or just want to check y'all out even more? How can they reach you?
Yes, they can reach out. Our email is info@waxahachiecare.org. info@waxahachiecare.org is how you can reach out. Email, and again, the phone number is 972-923-2273, and we're right here on Ferris Avenue.
Yeah.
We're right up the road from the station, like not far at all, maybe 4 minutes. We're at 1208 Ferris Avenue, Waxahachie, Texas, 75165.
And if you're familiar with this area, you're right across the street from Walgreens, correct?
Yes.
So that's an easy straight shot. If you know where Walgreens is, you can't miss Waxahachie Care.
That's right. We're right there by the Washateria,
yes,
and the Walgreens.
Correct. Well, thank you, Deidre, for coming in and joining me today.
Oh my gosh, Rosemary. Thank you so much for having me here. It's been great.
And just a reminder, if you want to come and meet Deidre, come to the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce on August 27th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and light refreshments will be there.
Yes.
With a great friendly faces and everyone there to meet and greet.
So. Yes, we'll be there.
Thank you again for joining us today, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you so much.